The Traveler's Journal, July 25th, in the room where D-Day dawned. It's been decades since the armed forces of the Allied powers invaded Nazi-occupied France. In modern history's most massive military assault, Allied armies attacked five beaches along the estuary in Normandy, where the River Seine enters the English Channel. That was where the action took place, but the plans for D-Day were drawn in a cramped bunker under the streets of central London. At King Charles Street, nearly opposite St. James Park, there's a barricade of sandbags guarding the entrance to what's known as the Clive Steps. Make your way to the bottom and enter the cramped warren of once top-secret rooms from which Winston Churchill directed the British war effort. The tight halls and tiny rooms are exactly as they were when decisions made here changed the world. You can walk through the complex, listening to audio guides that bring life to the modest surroundings. Maps, charts, and other paraphernalia from wartime intelligence adorn the walls of the Spartan command rooms. A tiny closet was the private booth from which Churchill had hotline phone conversations with President Roosevelt. Churchill's cigar smoke still seems to linger in the cramped broadcast studio from which he delivered his finest hour radio messages to a waiting country. Sleeping and dining quarters are shoehorned in every available space. Britain certainly has many grander military museums, but for any London visitor who remembers World War II, Churchill's command post may be the most evocative one of all. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.